Explain what was going on. Like set the stage for like what was happening and which match and what led to the crowd being so upset about what happened.
Yeah, sure. So during the Corbin and Ziggler match, apparently it's a tradition now that the some of the guys from overseas, they bring beach balls.
Uh-huh.
And the gimmick is they throw beach balls in the crowd. Like they'll just toss the beach ball around the crowd. And there were a few fans, I guess, that were from here in the States that did not like that gimmick.
Mm.
And the first beach ball was actually caught by, I can't believe it's been a wrestling player talking about beach ball. There was a, the first beach ball was caught by one of the security people, and that's where some of the booze came in, and the beach ball is better, and we want beach ball. That's how the first chant started.
Okay.
And then the second chant started because they found another beach ball. I don't know if it was given back to one of the people or whatever, but another beach ball came into play, and that one disappeared. And so, yeah, they started chanting, you know, Beach Ball City, and we want beach ball again. And it took, you know, a really big toll out of the Corbin match. And then another thing was also was after the New Day got a tremendous pop, they decided to do the wave.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just really weird. Like, for me, it got, you know, I know it's the Raw after WrestleMania, but to me, my personal opinion, it got borderline obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like they did it for the sake of hijacking, whereas a couple years ago, it was truly organic. But, you know, there was a section of the crowd, they were chanting travel package. I don't know if that came across on air. And they were also chanting Shelton, the hotel they were staying in with the travel package. And people in our section, they were just like, yeah, you shut up. Like it's totally taken away from the show.
Oh, my.
So that... yeah, it live. It was a real big cluster. I know this is PG friendly. I can't say what I want to say, but not to answer your question though, the biggest takeaway was that the crowd was really ready for NXT talent's debut.
Right.
The question was which talents were gonna debut. The crowd really wanted Enzo and Cass, and boy, that was the right time that they debuted them because. That it gave that third hour a shot in the arm, and that woke up the crowd because the crowd was so dead for the Dudley Luso tables match. Like, they were so dead for that.
It came across.
And so, they definitely gave them a big shot in the arm with that. Kevin Owens came across like a babyface. Like, I didn't hear too many boos. I don't know how that came across on television. After the show went off the air, and I want to, it's going to follow into my question. AJ looks really humbled that he won the match, and after it went off the air, he stood in the middle of the ring. Everybody was applauding him. They were chanting, "You deserve it." And when the crowd started chanting that, he started to cry a little bit, kind of like, you know, tears of joy. And he went and, you know, did the four turnbuckle poses, and then he shook everybody's hand. He legit seemed like that either he was ready for this moment or, like, you know, this is what I've wanted, and maybe they're going to give me the belt.